Currently, only two engines are now being fired, and we are nearly at zero velocity, vertical and horizontal. We were hovering, and now we are approaching the moon's surface.
जी हाँ, आप अपने स्क्रीन पे देख सकते हैं कि हम लैंडर मॉड्यूल
पीपल आर अप्लॉडिंग लेट अस ऑल वेट टू हियर फ्रॉम द सेक्रेटरी डिपार्टमेंट ऑफ स्पेस एंड चेयरमैन इसरो श्री एस सोमनाथ.
लैंडर मॉड्यूल पूरी तरह से सेफली और सॉफ्टली चंद्रमा के सतह पे लैंड हो चुका है. ये हम लोगों के लिए बहुत ही गर्व की बात है. हिंदी में एक कहावत है कि चंदा मामा दूर के, लेकिन अब हम ये कह सकते हैं कि चंदा मामा अपने घर के.
बहुत ही उम्दा. द हार्ड वर्क ऑफ द एंटायर इसरो कम्युनिटी हैज कम टू फ्रूएशन.
Land on the moon, we land on the moon. Land on the moon, we land on the moon. Land on the moon, we land on the moon.
All right, y'all. Are you ready to break down this nonsense? Ready or not, here we go. First things first, what we see on the screen is computer-generated. It is not real. It doesn't even look real. I hope nobody believes that that is an actual spacecraft landing on the moon. That's definitely a computer graphic. So a computer graphic is not evidence of anything landing on the moon at all. So we can take this computer graphic and we can throw it out immediately. Next, they show us a room full of people clapping and cheering. However, people clapping and cheering does not prove that anything landed on the moon. So we can take this footage and we can throw it out as well. So if you're looking for actual evidence that India landed a spacecraft on the moon, this is about the best that you're going to find. And it's pretty terrible. I mean, look at it. This grainy crap in the background is supposed to be the moon. And don't you just love how they always have an obstructed view? I mean, it's 2023 and nobody can figure out how to mount a camera so that you can get a clear view of the moon landing. No, you always have to have a panel in the way blocking like half the shot. You have some sort of instrument obstructing the view always. Like, they can't figure out how to mount a camera without the view being obstructed. Maybe one of these days in the future they'll figure this out. But this is the best we get as far as evidence is concerned. And you have to ask yourself, is this something that could be faked? Yes. Does the government have incentive to fake space travel? Yes. So therefore, in my opinion, this is 100% fake, so therefore we can throw this out as evidence as well. So the official story, according to all the government space agencies, is that NASA in 1969 through 1972 was able to put men on the moon. And not only that, they drove around in moon buggies and also played golf. Now, here we are in 2023, and none of the government space agencies can put a man on the moon. They can only send unmanned rockets to the moon. Think about that. Technology went in reverse as far as people walking on the moon is concerned.
I'd go to the moon in a nanosecond. The problem is we don't have the technology to do that anymore. We used to, but we destroyed that technology, and it's a painful process to build it back again.
It's amazing to me that NASA comes out and admits that they don't know how to put a man on the moon today in 2023. And they lost and destroyed that technology, and it's a painful process to build it back again. That, to me, is the smoking gun proof that they never did go to the moon. Their excuse that they lost and destroyed their own technology and don't know how to rebuild it, to the point where over 50 years later, all they can do is send unmanned spacecrafts to the moon. That, to me, is 100% proof that they never did go in 1969 or the early 70s. Man never stepped foot on the moon, and they've been lying about it ever since. So, therefore, I come to the conclusion man will never step foot on the moon, and the moon is most likely something that you can't even walk upon.